Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The brutal advance of global climate change is beginning to pop the seams of civilization in myriad places. The cumulative effects of supercharged storms, failing agriculture, rising seas, vicious heat waves, and rampant wildfires have gone beyond the destruction of individual lives and communities, and have begun to apply unbearable strain on industries and institutions. Perhaps none more than the insurance industry, especially in the state that is in many respects ground zero for climate change's worst hits in America, Florida. Florida's property insurance industry has been struggling for many years, facing ever-increasing and ever more frequent claims for damage from hurricanes. To stay alive, insurance companies have been raising prices, denying claims, dropping policyholders, and refusing to accept new policies for a growing number of new reasons, such as the age of the roof. The average cost of property insurance, not including coverage for flooding, in Florida is 3 times the national average. 3 times. Despite their frantic efforts, 6 Florida-based property insurance companies have gone out of business this year. 30 more are on an official state government watch list for financial instability, and many others have simply stopped writing new policies. Angry and desperate property owners have responded with a blizzard of lawsuits, many of which the industry characterizes as frivolous, seeking redress. In 2022, before Ian or any other hurricane had struck Florida, about 100,000 property damage lawsuits had been filed against Florida insurance companies. That is 80% of all the property damage claims filed in the United States in that time period. None of this is about flood insurance. The private insurance industry abandoned that market years ago in the face of relentlessly increasing and more frequent payouts. The federal government came to the rescue of the real estate developers and wealthy homeowners by creating the National Flood Insurance Program. Without it, all building along the coastlines and barrier islands, and in the flood zones in the interior of the country as well, would have come to a stop. Although it's available, flood insurance is not cheap, and few people who do not have waves lapping at their doorstep buy it. In the 8 counties declared federal disaster areas because of Ian in Florida, only 29% of the households had flood insurance. In one of them, Hardy County, well away from the coast, only 100 households out of 8,000 have flood insurance. The rest of the people in that devastated state, preliminary estimates of the damage done by Ian are running upward from $30 billion, are facing a protracted period of claim denials. Sorry, sir, that damage was done by water. We can't help you. While more providers sink into bankruptcy, leaving legitimate claims unpaid, and the surviving companies impose large surcharges on the cost of the remaining policies. There's a very real possibility that the entire insurance industry in Florida is about to collapse, with untold collateral damage done to thousands of families in addition to the trauma of losing their homes. And the hits keep coming. Billion-dollar natural disasters used to be rare in the country. There were 9 in the first 6 months of this year. Ian may well be the first hurricane to inflict 2 billion-dollar blows in 2 different states. At this writing, he's just getting started with South Carolina after his 2nd landfall. Florida is the proverbial canary in the coal mine, the critter whose suffering is a clear message to all of us that there is much more to come. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.